The Living End on the Triple M Grill Team. It's Gus, MG and Matty Johns for Bryden's Lawyers. With over 40 years' experience in personal injury law, Bryden's Lawyers will help you get the compensation you deserve. It was Australia v England last night. Unfortunately, it was about 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it was, but the Aussies won 36-18. They cruised to victory at London Stadium. Over 35,000 people there, which is good, given fact that it's a northern game,
yeah.
The rugby league over there. They led 10-6 at half-time and then blew them away after that, which will mean Australia versus Kiwis in the final. And Denny Widler, Danny's been good enough to join us again. He's followed the entire Four Nations tour. And Danny, I hear they were pretty impressive, huh?
Yeah, Matty, very impressive. They looked in control for pretty much the whole game. They really clicked into gear in the second half. And, you know, they just, Cameron Smith dominated around the ruck. Cooper Cronk could man the match. And Greg Inglis was brilliant. And Jonathan Thurston was kicking goals from everywhere. So you couldn't really do much if you're England. They weren't really in the game.
What about Wayne Bennett afterwards? What did he say? How was his mood?
Look, Wayne faced a full room of English journalists, and a lot of them were asking all sorts of questions about whether, you know, this is a bigger task than he first thought. And he was quite positive about all that. But he did make a very interesting comment, singling out Sam Burgess almost unprompted. And bagged him for his discipline and said that it's just not good enough, which is quite a interesting thing. That's going to cause some ripples around the place.
Wow.
I spoke to Sam afterwards, and he was comfortable with what Wayne said. He felt that his discipline wasn't what it should be. He gave away two penalties. Then Burgess then ripped into the referee, questioning whether he was influenced by Cameron Smith throughout the game, and said that was a major factor in the match. So those sort of things are going to probably create some headlines, I'd imagine, over the next 24 hours, next 48 hours.
So now, Dan, we get to the final that we all predicted, I suppose, before a ball was kicked. But I'll tell you what, I got up early morning Saturday and watched Scotland v New Zealand, and Scotland were gallant in Workington. The Kiwis are going to have to pull their fingers out if they want to get within 20 points of the Aussies.
Look, massive worrying signs there. The Kiwis just didn't appear interested. They played at a pretty ordinary place and, you know, ordinary conditions. But, I mean, it's not an excuse when you're playing against Scotland. Look, you have to remember, though, their true form may have been a couple of weeks ago, though, when they took Australia to the wire.
Yeah.
They almost snatched the game at the end there. And Australians have been, it's really been an interesting camp to be part of. Mal Meninga has been very relaxed with them. The players all went off to Barcelona for a few days in the lead-up to this game. They're staying in an area of London called Shoreditch. I don't know if you guys know that at all, but it's very much like a Surrey Hill sort of area, which it's the last place you probably put a football team. But they're all, you know, it's full of bars and restaurants and clubs. There's not any greenery or anything to be seen. There's no gym nearby. Meninga's taken a very interesting liberal trusting approach with his players, and so far treating them like adults seems to have come up trumps.
I think it's a must when you're over there, Danny. Like I remember when we went away with Bob Fulton, but Bozo was a great coach to go away and tour with because he understood that at the end of a long NRL season, and he said, "Look, we're gonna train hard. Okay, and if we play well, then we're going to have a good time as well." And Mal has obviously adopted that principle, and you treat the players like they're men and they behave like men.
And Matty, I think he has sort of said those exact words to us in the media. I mean, that was in the day prior to mobile phones, don't forget. So, it's probably a bit of a safer world to be living in. But, he has taken that approach and he's treated them like adults. And, you know, they have had a good time away from the football, but they've also knuckled down when it's necessary and they've really performed on the field.
Danny, before we let you go, and of course we'll catch up with all your news on Channel 9 today and through the week, any injuries from tonight? Can you see any changes before the final, before you go back up to Liverpool to Anfield for the final?
A couple of things we should say there. First of all, Sam Thaiday may have got a broken eye socket.
Right.
They're x-raying him tonight. I'd imagine Shannon Boyd would come in if that was the case. The other interesting point was Sam Burgess threw a punch at David Clemmer in the game. And you'll see David Clemmer's reaction to all of that on Nine News tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, Danny, appreciate your time once again, mate. And continue to enjoy the trip, pal.
Thanks, gents.
Danny Widler, thank you. It's 13 to 7. Gussie's Monday morning blues jokes are coming up.
Just quick, I tell you, really smart from Mal Meninga. Cooper Cronk, man of the match. And have you noticed through this trip, through this tour, that Mal has rested Thurston at times when Thurston didn't want to be rested, rested Cronk at times when Cronk didn't want to be rested? Because it puts, they're like cats on a hot tin roof. All of a sudden they're going, hang on a second.
Yeah.
Where's my spot in this side? So it's he's done a great job, Mal Meninga. Yeah, well done to him.
So true about what he's emulating what Bozo did. Bozo in 90 did the exact same thing. He'd let you, you know, do what you wanted to do as long as you did, as long as you play good footy. You know,
train at 8 o'clock in the morning. Yep. We're going to train hard. Boys, go and enjoy your day.
Yeah, great.
It's the Grill Team on Triple M.